Title: Simple Impact Creation Beginner. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build one of the most satisfying sounds in drum and bass. The impact. This is that big hit that makes a drop feel like it just landed. The thwack at bar 1. The slam before the bass line comes in. That moment that tells the listener, yep, we're here now. And in DNB, a great impact is usually not one sound, it's a stack. You're going to build a simple, mix-ready impact using only Ableton stock devices, and you'll do it with 3 layers: a sub-thump for weight, a mid-hit for punch, and an air layer for snap and space. Before we touch any devices, here's a quick producer mindset check. Ask yourself, what is this impact supposed to do? Is it announcing a new section? That's bigger, and it can have a longer tail. Is it punctuating a phrase every 8 bars? That's shorter and more functional. Or is it basically replacing a kick moment, like a tight slam? Then it's super transient and very controlled. For this lesson, we're building a drop starter style impact, but we'll keep it clean enough that you can shorten it into a phrase marker later. Step 0. Set up your session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's home base for DNB. Go into arrangement view and make a 16-bar loop. Think of bars 1 through 8 as your build vibe, and bar 9 as the drop start. At bar 9, beat 1, that's where your impact will hit. Now for a clean workflow, create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Impact Sub, Impact Mid, and Impact Air. Select all 3 and group them. Name the group Impact. This is your impact bus, where you'll glue everything together at the end. Quick coaching note, impacts get messy when they're too loud too early, so we're going to gain stage on purpose. As you build layers, keep pulling their faders down so that the impact group peaks somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. That gives you headroom so your processing choices are controlled, not panic-driven. Cool. Let's build the sub. Go to the impact sub track and drop an operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Now shape the amp envelope so it's short and punchy. Attack at 0 milliseconds, decay around 180 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 60 milliseconds. So it's basically a quick thum, not a bass note. Now for the classic impact movement. Pitch envelope. Turn on pitch and then operator. Set the amount to plus 24 semitones, and set the decay somewhere between 90 and 140 milliseconds. What this does is start the sound higher and immediately drop it, which creates that physical doom feeling. Drop a single MIDI note at bar 9, beat 1. Try something like G1 or A1. Make the note about an eighth note long for now. We can shorten it later. Now process it lightly. Add EQ8. Don't high pass this. This is your sub, but if it feels boxy, try a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB. Then add saturator. Use a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This helps the sub read on more systems without turning it into fuzzy garbage. Optional, a limiter, only if you have crazy spikes. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB, and don't smash it. This isn't mastering, it's just safety. The goal here is important. The sub should feel like a short push of air, not a sustained note. Rule of thumb for DNB, sub energy should feel basically done by about 150 to 250 milliseconds, unless you're doing a special cinematic thing. If your sub is still hanging around when the bass line and kick arrive, it's going to fight the groove. All right, now the mid layer. This is the layer that makes the impact audible on phones and small speakers. Go to impact mid and choose one of two paths. Fast path, drop a short percussive sample into simpler. A rim, a wood hit, a foley thud, anything short and punchy. Or the 100% synth path, use operator again. Let's do the synth path so everyone can follow. Load operator, set oscillator to a triangle wave. Amp envelope, attack 0, decay about 120 milliseconds, sustain down, release around 40 milliseconds. Add pitch end again, but smaller, amount plus 12 semitones, decay around 60 to 90 milliseconds. Now process it. First, EQ 8. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. The sub layer owns the low end. If it needs body, gently boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If it sounds like cardboard, dip a bit around 400 to 600 Hz. Then add drum bus. This is your punch machine. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 0 to 10, and be careful with boom, because that can sneak low end back in. Now the key control. Transience. Push it up somewhere around plus 10 to plus 25. You want more attack, not just more volume. If it still feels too polite, add saturator after drum bus. 2 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. Goal check, solo the mid layer and turn your monitoring down. If you can still clearly perceive the hit at low volume, you're golden. That's translation. Now the air layer, noise, snap, and the sense of space. Go to impact air and add operator. Set oscillator to white noise. Shape the amp envelope. Attack 0. Decay somewhere between 250 and 600 milliseconds. Sustain down. Release around 200 milliseconds. Now add auto filter. Set it to high pass. Cutoff around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 20%. This is a big deal. By high passing the noise, you prevent the air layer from adding mud and low mid wash. If you want a bit of motion, automate the cutoff slightly downward so it goes SHHH whip, but keep it subtle. Now add reverb. Choose hall if you want it big, or plate if you want it tighter. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, size 70 to 100. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. That keeps the initial transient clear before the reverb blooms. Set the reverb's high cut around 6 to 10 kHz to tame harshness, and low cut around 800 hz to 1.5 kHz to keep the tail out of the low mids. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. Then add EQ 8 after the reverb. Yes, after. Because we're cleaning the tail. High pass again around 700 to 1200 hz. If it's biting your ears, dip 3 to 5 kHz by a couple dB. This audio version is shortened for playback.